Come on, Justice.
Is that Rory?
Yeah, it's Rory.
Oh, my God.
It goes, hey, Fish.
Fish.
Come here, man. We're going to make you famous. Come on. Everybody can come on in.
How are we doing this?
I don't know. Rory, what are we doing?
Why don't you guys all just stuff in the room
and
get comfy.
Here, get comfy. Oh, the guitar.
He's
going to sing Give Some a Chance.
Oh, good.
Well, Alabama was... Oh, gosh. They're actually recording right now.
We should probably turn on the lights and stuff. I know that they don't love you.
Indigo is my love.
So what are we supposed to talk about today, Rory?
Ideally, a product or technology. Specifically focusing on WCF, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, okay.
Unless there's anything else you'd like to talk about.
No, well, we can talk about anything. There was recently a U.S. election, but I digress and won't cover that. John Justice, what does WCF mean to you?
So if you're a developer and you work managed code, you will be using WCF in the future. It's the way you'll be communicating between apps.
So what does that mean exactly? I mean, I understand that it's like three letters and everything, but I mean, what is the W, what's the C, what's the F?
Okay, so it's the Windows Communication Foundation. It's a set of add-ons to .NET. When I think about it as a developer, I think about it as... before, I had a whole lot of different ways that I could write connected apps in the .NET world. I had .NET remoting and Azabex Web Services and System.messaging and enterprise services and all these
things.
He talks
too much.
Yeah. It's the next version of all of those. All those together, I can.
Anything
I
want to do with connecting stuff. Too much information.
Yeah.
Just call
this
cool.
From Don. It is awesome. It's really cool.
So what's so freaking great about it?
Okay.
I mean,
so
what do I care?
Because you worked on it, John. Just say, I worked on it for 2.5 years, so that's why how great it is.
Well,
it must be good if I worked on
that
it.
That implies it. But for those out there who might not know, it makes a lot of stuff that was hard before, and communication is really easy. Like, doing things securely, and what else we make?
Doing things interoperably.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
There's it.
Doing things interoperably. Very good. Hey, look, Tim Bray.
And as the original editor of the XML spec and, a well-known engineer at Sun Microsystems, I have to tell the Microsoft guys, this Indigo thing is going to be big. I really, I can't believe. We had this XML thing, and it was okay, but what you guys have done with it, with this Indigo thing, it's great, it's great, it's great.
Tim Bray, everyone.
Bravo. So, actually, speaking of Indigo.
Yes.
I just got to know, I'm just curious, how do you guys feel about this business of going from Indigo to WCF?
Oh, the naming thing.
I mean, that's actually a bigger deal than you think, because when I talk about Indigo, when I had to in my last job, people got really excited. When I talked about WCF, they didn't really know what the hell I was talking
about. Did they all fall asleep?
They didn't fall asleep. No. Once I got going, I actually wrote some code. They got excited.
I see.
Okay, but it wasn't until they made the WCF Indigo connection that they actually knew what I was talking about that things really got exciting, right? So how do you guys feel about that? I mean, whose idea was it to call it WCF instead of Indigo? Was that you, Don?
No, I think it was, wasn't it Ari?
I think it was Ari Bixhorn.
Ari Bixhorn.
Currently
who's now
speechwriter
for Steve Ballmer.
Yes.
You know, his title in the address book actually says CEO speechwriter.
Wow.
It does.
That's really
it does.
Good, but you know what? I feel like you're kind of trying to dodge a question here.
Oh, yes, I am.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I ran into Ari's wife at one of the holiday Christmas parties? And I said,
weren't you responsible for WCF?
God damn it, Don, that has nothing to do with the question.
She said,
Steve, how do you feel about it? I mean, seriously, like, don't you think that we should have, I mean, okay, we got this poster over here on the wall.
Yeah.
Of a OS X version.
Jaguar.
Now, Jaguar is kind of a cool, hot, sort of hip name, right?
Yeah,
it's not just called, like,
cool.
OS X version, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would have just called it Indigo, but I'm not in marketing.
So why did you guys have to change it? I mean, why did you have to go from Indigo to WCF?
If that's the Jaguar Operating System Foundation, then, that
Well, Apple would be pretty mad, I understand, yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, I think, we would call it the Microsoft Jaguar Enterprise Foundation, personal edition.
Actually, for a while, we're going to call it Azimex Live.
Is that the
.net?
My ingredient brand is yours.
Is it my .net live SMX?
Yes.
Personal edition.
Yes, remoting book.
This is awesome. I'm not going to get a single question answered. I might as well just start anywhere, right?
WCF is a great name. Just make it kind of reflective and maybe like light pink and blue, and it, maybe put a tag cloud around there, and just it's awesome.
WCF is just a newer, shorter way of spelling indigo. That's the way.
Yeah.
And it puts you to sleep. It's like NyQuil.
So what do you, I mean, who are you guys? Let's just start going around the room.
I'm Don Box.
Okay, all right.
I'm Doug Purdy.
What do you do?
I do whatever Don tells me to do.
Don, what do you do?
I tell Doug what to do.
All right, that's kind
that's
of the first
symbiotic relationship.
The right answer would have been, I do whatever Doug tells me to do.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been like GNU is not Unix sort of thing.
Oh, yes, very much so. Yeah. Just like that, in fact.
So for reals, Don, for serious, what do you do?
I'm a technical person at Microsoft.
I work on making it
easier for people to have thoughts and have the computer do what those thoughts reflect. That's what
my
I do.
My God, and you are one humble mother. Yeah, so down to you, Doug. What do you, Doug?
I am a program manager on the Indigo and the WF team. Or rather, WCF. And
WCF.
I'm on the Indigo and the WinOE team, actually. That's what we used to call WF. Was called WinOE. But now it's called, what's it called now? Windows Workflow Foundation.
Yes.
Well,
WF.
Which is just WF.
Single WF.
Single
WF. WF. Yes. I like the added single. That's good, actually. Okay, so single WF.
Yes.
Okay. And then just behind you?
I'm Kirill Gavriluk. I do whatever Black tells me to do.
I like that, okay.
And you dance with Sun. You dance with men who work at Sun.
Yes, I dance.
So if I put on the Tim Gray hat, would I...
You would encourage him to dance with you?
You have to hold back. I know.
Sun t-shirt. Yes, whenever Doug doesn't tell me something to do, I go to Sun.
This is his wait state. His wait state is whenever he goes thread.sleep. He just dances with some people.
All right, very good. So we kind of know what you do. And then you, sir?
I'm Vish. I do what Steve tells me to do.
I like that. Okay, so then Steve over here tells you what to do. Who tells Steve what to do?
John.
Okay,
John tells Steve
what to do. John, who tells you what to do?
Doug.
Okay, so Doug tells John what to do. John then tells Steve what to do.
Yeah,
Steve tells Vish what to do.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you just dance for Sun. Is that what we were talking about? And then at some point, Don Box is a technical guy from Microsoft.
Yes. Maybe we should have a meeting to work this out.
Doug, would you like to call the meeting?
We just did. I thought that's what we're doing.
So are you guys
John just left.
There goes Don. So, are you guys actually on the same team, or are you just in the same building?
No, we're all on the same team. We're all on the wonderful WCF WF team.
Okay, so what is WF then? We've covered what WCF is kind of. What is WF?
WF is the thing that's going to let my mom become a programmer. So basically, it is, think of it as VB for the server. So what you do is you go and you get a little designer doodad, and then you have a little palette thing. You drag stuff over like an if and a while, and I talk to my database, and I do this and do that. And then you say, do it. I'm a small talk guy. And then you say, do it, and then it runs for you. So think about it like, it's VB for the server. VB for non-GUI apps.
Really? Okay, yep. So you're serious. You're actually like dragging.
Yes, literally have a big canvas thingy, and then you say, hey, I would like to do an if, or hey, I would like to talk to a database. And I drag all that stuff over, and what we call that is a workflow. And the way you think about it is, I'm a human, I want to get some work done, I'm going to tell the system how to do it, and you do that in a graphical metaphor, and then you run it. And it's an easy way of writing services, writing applications in a non-code fashion.
Can one of you show me this WF? Single WF?
This workflow you speak of. I'm sure.
This workflow of which you speak. Unless you guys like to end your sentences with prepositions out here in Building 42.
We do.
I don't know what you're getting at, but
yeah. Stop hiding behind that linguistic facade, and I'll tell you what we need.
A facade? Is that a carfic?
Exactly.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah, so the idea is everybody always designs their apps by sketching out on a whiteboard the boxes and arrows. This lets you compile those boxes and arrows.
Oh, you know what we can do? So, instead of showing a demo, we can show it on the whiteboard.
Well, that's even better.
Okay,
actually,
all right.
This is what it looks like. So you got this little doodad like this. And you got another doodad.
Doodad
like this. It's a doodad. And then you got this little box here. So this is a window. So hang on. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm a Mac guy. So aren't the little... Is the clothes over here on this on this side? Is that where the...
you just had to say.
I think it's over there. Is that's where it is?
And then this is my little window, and it's got a little arrow on it like this. And then you got a little thing like if. Don't we? And we have a while, and we have a, call web service. Call web service. And then you just drag these things over here. You say, hey, I want an if. And if this is true, then go do this. And then we have a little while, and you drag it over here. And then you got a little button up here, and you say, go. And yeah, hit that button, and it runs. It's a beautiful look. I broke my marker.
Oh, it's a terrible day. Gosh, it's awful. Yeah. All right. So so you actually drag an if out here onto this little palette-y thing right here.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And how do you set conditions?
Well, that's a great question. Turns out the little if dealy bopper.
Doodad is what you called it earlier.
Oh, doodad. Sorry. Yes. Thank you for correcting my technical terminology. Has a little property window here, and you can say when you select the if, you can go over here and you can say what condition you want to set. For it to be true, and what it can do is, because this is a CLR type in the background, this can be a little CLR property that you inspect. Like you can say, if my bank account has more than $500 in it, you can do all sorts of little conditions like that. It's a beautiful thing, and you don't have to write a single line of code because this can actually be rules. There's a rules engine built into this thing, and so I can do if then else rules that trigger this thing as well. That's actually another thing. We call it a policy activity. And then I can drag that over there. Policy. So it's better than rules.
Who's this for? I mean, who's this targeted at?
It's actually targeted...
At whom is this targeted?
At whom?
Target is for Doug's mom.
Everything here is about my mom. This is targeted at developers like you and I. It's a very simple way for you to productively write applications. In addition, we're actually trying to up-level the development experience. So business analysts will actually be able to define business processes, and my mom can define how she does whatever she wants to do in a higher-level, sort of declarative, GUI-ified way, and then I don't have to write any code.
Is somebody going to have to go in there at some point, though, and like fill in the blanks or something, or do some code in between the doodads?
They could if they wanted to, but one of our big goals, I don't know how close, well, I do know how close. we didn't quite get there for V1 of WF, of having, true no code. It's, you can do a lot of useful work with no code, but in the future, we really want to target no code development all up. For lots of folks. Basically, to do what VB did for GUI development.
Okay.
A way to think about workflow is sort of like people used to write services and components using APIs and code, like the Win32 API, and then VB came along, and then it was drag and drop everywhere, and WF is like that. We wanted to do the same thing for non-GUI components. So it's pretty big vision.
So what was your role? I mean, like...
Hey, this guy! Come here! Oh. Come here for me! Jack! Come on, dude, you're going to be on TV. He's famous. This guy. Yes, you are. We just made you famous. This guy.
So who are you exactly?
My name is Praveen.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
And what do you do?
I'm a program manager in this team.
Okay. Yeah, because Doug is very excited.
Ed! Shelly, come here. We want Shelly, come here. Jack, this dude invented all that stuff talking about. He did.
So he invented it.
He and a bunch of other smart people.
It's okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, man. Wow.
Shelly, you should come here. Her too.
What does Shelly do?
Shelly's all the way down there.
What does she do?
She works on workflow. Right there. God.
So Shelly, I'm Rory. What did he do? What did he do that made Doug so excited?
He's talking about WF and WCF. He wants to know all about WF and WCF. It's going to be on live on the web. This is Channel 9.
I worked on WF mostly. First started with designer tools.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, the most sexy feature.
See? Ooh. And you know what? I just drew it up on the board.
He totally did it on the whiteboard.
Yeah, I know. And I called it by all its technical names, like doodad.
So you actually did the designer?
I worked on the designer.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. So you did all the draggable, droppable kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what she did. And Praveen did a lot of the engine and state machine stuff, right?
Praveen is expert on state machine.
Expert on state machine. We call him Jack. Hey, Jack. We call him Jack. His nickname's actually Jack.
So what do you call him, Jack?
Hey, Praveen, come and tell us the story about why they call you Jack. Jack.
Well, I was playing golf one day with some people, and I called one of them Tiger. So they started referring to me as Jack.
Because you're the Golden Bear. Isn't Jack Nicholson the Golden Bear?
Yes.
He is?
Yes.
He is. You, and you look golden today.
Yeah, I did.
Golden...
I guess everyone's left the room, right?
Everybody's taken off?
Yeah.
So I go chasing people down the hallway, and then suddenly people like Steve Main think it's okay to leave the interview.
Yeah,
Steve, come on, contribute something to this.
You want me to contribute something? What do you want me to contribute?
You can smile, be happy.
How long are we supposed to talk for?
Yeah, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever you want, Doug.
Okay.
Whatever makes you happy.
Oh, wow.
Just enough that we can actually get some information out of these people. But again, at the same time, people also just kind of like seeing how things work.
Yeah.
And I think seeing how a meeting is, yeah. Just getting to see how a meeting is assembled in Building 42 is an interesting sort of thing.
You know, folks on the Indigo team.
That's correct. Yes.
Lots of running around home.
Do you guys still call yourself
Indigo? I'm a heretic. I still call it Indigo. I will call it Indigo for probably as long as I work with this technology. Maybe it's just because I find WCF hard to pronounce. But
I thought you said it was the shortened moniker.
It is short. It is shorter. It's
shorter.
I mean, letter-wise.
Actually, it's longer. Windows Communication Foundation.
So what do you actually do, Steve? Steve, what do you do? I mean, I met you years ago over drinks at the PDC. Back then, you were working for a consulting company, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're popping up in Building 42. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, I'm a program manager working on...
A PIM. Isn't that right?
Yes,
a PIM?
A PIM has lots of meaning.
I'm still new on campus, so this stuff's new to me, and I'm very proud of my ability to be able to communicate natively in the Microsoft tongue. And a PIM is what?
Program manager. So basically what program managers do is we own a feature area. So in V1, I actually took on activation and hosting, which was kind of some low-layer stuff inside of Indigo that basically made Indigo responsible, Indigo able to activate inside of an IIS worker process. So it was all the interface between WCF and ASP.NET and how we worked in IIS and how we were interacting with some of the new features that were coming on in IIS 7 around taking the IIS process model and making it work over things like TCP and name pipes and MSMQ.
Cool. So what do you do now?
What am I doing now? I'm working on a lot of top secret, super interesting things I can't tell you about.
Are you serious?
For the next version.
It really is all top secret, super secret stuff you can't talk about?
At this
point,
that's
not a lie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that sugar-free gum?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice dental work. So, John?
Yes.
What do you do exactly? We just had like a sort of mad carnival in that room, and I'd like to seriously figure out just what exactly it is. You know, like what is going on behind, the mind of John, or in the mind of John, not so much behind or to the side of the front, but just like, what are you thinking about? What do you do?
So I do a similar kind of job to Steve.
Are you a PIM?
I am a PIM. I work on, like Steve, work on things like feature design, work on API design, work with developers and testers to make sure the right stuff actually gets built. Work on making sure we're actually doing the right thing for the customer. So nailing the scenarios and actually turning that into a design. So that's both there's a soft side of it, coordinating with outside teams, coordinating with teams throughout Microsoft,
very cool.
Doing lots of requirements gathering, all that stuff. And then there's a lot of just sitting down and cranking out, here's the right API for that, here's the right experience, and then coding against that, and trying again and again and again until it gets easier and easier. Because coding something that can kind of do our features isn't all that hard, but coming up with a design that's actually really easy to use for all the things that we're doing, that's really hard, which is why it took us so long to do WCF and can I get it to where we wanted it to be. Because we came to a point where we said, great, does everything we want, but it's too hard. Let's start over, and did that repeatedly until we got to where we are now. And now we're pretty happy with it. So
I got to say, it's when I demoed it for people out in the field, when I was going around giving talks on it, I do the talk where I build the same service and I expose it, over web services, over some sort of a binary format, over name pipes, whatever. It just kind of blew people away. At first they were like, whatever, right? This is another communications API. But then they really got to see it in action. They got excited. And I think it's amazing, actually, that one beautiful little DLL. That one single DLL came out of this completely insane, totally all over the place group. I mean, I saw the way you guys assembled a meeting. How'd you get everything so tightly and neatly stuffed inside of that one single component?
We used small fonts.
So the secret was small fonts. And what do you do, sir? What's your name?
My name's Ed, and I worked on the runtime as part of V1. I helped with the samples.
Okay, very cool. So what'd you do in the runtime exactly, specifically?
Unification, stirring,
mixing.
Stirring.
Fermentation.
Fermentation, a lot of that.
Yeah. I've only been on the job for 2 weeks, but you guys have the most cryptic answers for everything.
Well, we're
stirring, right now, fermentation.
We just shipped our V1, and so now we're just deep in planning our next versions.
Yeah.
And so because of that, there's a lot of stuff that's very it's not baked yet. We're just kind of thinking about the future, and we haven't announced very much of it at all. So yeah. You're kind of catching us at a time where there isn't a whole lot that we can talk about.
Sort of secret.
Besides, you know, Doug's snappy dressing and, you know, sugar-free gum.
Sugar-free gum.
Yes.
Now, actually, I'd like to point this out. We have this here. So I have, this is the what I call the triangle.
The triangle. Indeed, I see.
So that is from Thus Spake Zarathustra. It's, you know, Nietzsche. Mm-hmm. And then down here is, this is Martin Luther King. And, you know, I got a little saying there. But this is the Apple bag. And so the reason I have this here is if you touch this bag, I encourage you, just go ahead, reach out. You can touch it.
What's going to happen?
If they do bags this well, imagine how well they do everything else.
Wait, what happens if it's... Am I going to learn something by touching that bag?
Yes. It's a tactile. It's a metaphor.
It's a darn
reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out. You can do it. It's okay. Just touch it.
That is nice.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
I like that. Yeah, <it's> That is a nice bag.
It is a nice bag. You can sleep on this. In fact, I debated for some time whether or not I was going to use this as a pillowcase.
Of course, there's the suffocation risk.
What came in the bag, or did you just buy the bag like that?
Well, no. I believe what came in here is when I bought my most recent Mac purchase was a 24-inch iMac. And I believe that I bought some software that came with it, and I believe this particular bag held the World of Warcraft Mac edition.
Ah, so you don't actually do any don't work tell, when you get home.
But don't
so.
Tell my wife that.
That's you know, that's what everybody says in every single MS interview. Every interview I've done for Channel 9, yes. I play World of Warcraft, don't tell my wife.
Don't tell my wife. You know what was amazing is I was holding the box, and I was waiting for my Mac. There were two ladies in front of me, and they turned around and they said, oh, World of Warcraft, your life is over.
Doesn't your wife kind of figure it out, though? I mean, don't you live in the same...
In the same time zone?
Well, not the same time zone, but maybe even like the same, you know, housing structure.
Well, she works for Microsoft, too, but she works for Office. I work for Windows. She works for Office.
Wow, inbreeding.
Yes, and, we don't see each other much.
Okay, because she's playing World of Warcraft and doesn't want you to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But contrary to popular belief, Microsoft actually does, you know, encourage things like work-life balance and family life and things like that.
You work on my team, yes.
Yeah.
I was
about to say. It helps with that Doug doesn't sleep, and so that kind of gives him an unfair edge. The rest
you don't
of us
sleep?
Yeah. No,
not so much.
No. John, these guys, bunch of killers. I rest so much better now that these folks are on my team.
Or you would if you slept.
If I did sleep.
In the situations in which you would sleep, it would be bad.
Yeah.
So I've got to ask you, it's probably like an HR violation, but what exactly is your ethnic background?
As a manager in the Microsoft Corporation, I don't believe I'm permitted to answer that question. Am I allowed to answer that question?
Aren't you allowed to answer it? I think it's I'm not allowed to ask it, but you're allowed to answer
this
it.
As one of those HR training videos.
Oh, that's true.
No, the acting's too good. So,
I don't know.
If your answer it is seriously, Rory, I can tell you. Let me talk to you about my background.
The training videos really are fantastic, aren't they? Yeah.
I think you can do it, Doug.
Yeah, I can respond.
I think you can be in an HR training video.
Oh, I could. Ready. I see.
Indeed.
I'm thinking about it, though.
This is fascinating. I mean, this is Building 42, where, like, all the top secret... This is, like, Area 51 of Microsoft. But and I can't get a single straight answer out of any of you guys.
So what all can we talk about for the future? We are working on our next versions. We just shipped one. We're really, really happy about this thing going out in Vista.
We're all a little bit slap happy, actually.
Yeah, actually. We
slap happy?
Yeah, we just shipped. We just shipped. Like, we just shipped, literally Monday. Yeah.
Are there a lot of parties? You guys having a good time?
Oh, we're having tons of parties. We have at least two tomorrow. At least two tomorrow. Yeah, and in fact, from what I understand, is they're making people move their cars out of Building 26.
I heard about that.
It's supposed
in the
to be
garage.
Some big, big shindig. Yeah.
It's kind of like a nerd rave.
A nerd rave.
Exactly. I assume you'll be there.
80% male. Nice.
The nerd rave dancing.
No, I got it.
That is the clip that needs to be on the front of the camera.
What I'm really getting here is a team that has just shipped a product.
Yes.
And not just a product, but a version 1 product.
Two version 1 products. We shipped WCF and WF on Monday. It was a fantastic achievement. And then we shipped Vista yesterday. Yes? Vista went out the door.
I can no longer, you know, I can... finally stop saying Vista's coming soon on my blog. I'm very excited about that.
That's really cool. Okay, see, I couldn't quite figure out what had gotten into all you. I thought there was like something in the air or something in your drink.
No, we're normally like, you mean like our good humor and cheer? Is that what you're saying?
You seem happy.
Oh, we're like
and
this all
alive.
The time. No,
you know?
We're like this all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
Better living through chemistry.
Yes. You know, without caffeine, no enlightenment.
Indeed.
Well, very good. So did anybody have anything useful to say before I leave?
Useful? We believe in infotainment, Rory.
Infotainment.
Infotainment. What we'd like to do is both educate and entertain.
And infotate.
Yes,
I like that, yeah.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, this has been very infotatious, and I've actually rather enjoyed myself. So thank you guys for coming out. And
what are these normally like? Can we interview you? Okay, great.
Okay. Hi, who are you?
Rory.
What do you do?
Touch this bag. This is a really nice bag to touch. I'd really like it if you touched this bag. I have this. I call this the triangle. Would you like to touch this bag? It is from Apple. I recently purchased an Apple computer. Touch this bag. Yeah, that's what the average interview is like.
Really?
This is actually my whole job. I don't ship anything like you guys, so I don't get all happy. See, that's why I'm kind of jealous here. You guys are like, oh, I completed something, and now I'm done.
You need to experience the whole
I never
of
get
emotion.
To do that. I never get to do that. Mine, it's ongoing forever and ever and ever. I don't ship.
Wow. That must suck.
Oh, I'm drinking beer at work.
I mean, what do you have?
It's coffee.
It looks awful. And you know, the view I'm getting right here looks like beer to me. It looks like very flat beer.
Well, I brought it from home.
He literally
in his special thermos.
In his special thermos. So, hang on, who are you missing?
We ship a lot of software here, but we don't have good copy.
So how do you edit this? Do you use iMovie?
I actually use Adobe Premiere Elements myself.
You do?
Although one of the tenets of Channel 9 is that we don't edit. So all that stuff you did, like the dork dancing, whatever you called it,
Yeah, but you're going to include this part too, right?
Yeah, I'll have to include this part because.
Oh, so this is the editorial policy of Channel 9?
It is no edit. Although, personally, I edit. I'm here to change the face of Channel 9. You know, and
make it what like
I've
cool.
I've taken it like one step further. You know, oh, Doug. I test your bag for you, man.
No, dude. Hang on. Make it cooler.
Thank you.
It was already cool.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Scoble will come up here and like hit me with his vloggy or what was the name of those awards or whatever those things were.
Vloggies. Yeah.
Vloggies. Did he win a vloggy?
I don't know. Did he win a vloggy?
Does anyone know if he won a vloggy? We miss you, Scoble.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take camera back
okay,
now.
Yeah, there you go. Okay,
and,
good.
and I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. This has been the most bizarre Channel 9 assignment I've had so far.
Alberto is new to our team.
Okay, well, I would like to interview him very quickly then.
This is Channel 9.
Alberto, hello.
Hiya.
So what do you do, Alberto? You're new on the team. Hey, let's spin while we do this.
So I need a little bit close.
So what do you do?
I'm a release manager.
And you do Beppel.
Yeah.
Oh, are we supposed to talk about Beppel? Oh, sorry. Maybe we just released something. Worldwide premiere. Right. Beppel.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, so you work on something secret then, is what I'm gathering.
Well, it's not secret any longer, Rory, because you, with your journalistic wiles, have sucked it out of
when you screamed it back there when I was halfway down the hallway.
We're just going to call you Woodward and Bernstein.
All right, well, very good. Well, I'll let you be on your way then. I'm very sorry to have accosted you.
It's all right.
But it was nice to meet you.
So he thinks we're nuts. That's what he's concluded.
What? He's talking to you.
All right, man. Well, I got to say, this was actually a lot of fun.
Okay, well, we enjoyed it. Thanks for coming over. Anytime you'd like to come to 42 again,
bit
we'll be right
weird.
Here.
Yeah, come by. We'll give you some real answers, or we can make some up.
That's good. Really make up a whole product.
Maybe that's
I like
what we should
that.
Do, actually, for our product plans for the future.
Right.
We're actually building flying cars.
I've wanted my flying car. You know, there was a whole I'm disappointed about the future thing. Like, I thought we were supposed to have the Jetsons thing.
We do live in the future. I mean,
we do. Wait, hang on. That was like some weird sort of William Gibson moment there.
No, look at the bag quality. Clearly, we're there.
The bag quality is
no flying car,
but a very high quality bag.
All right,
Rory. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Before you go, this guy.
You have to get another guy.
No, you really do have to get this guy. He actually is.
You got it. Quick.
So who is he, Steve?
So that is Bob Dempsey. He is our development manager.
That's not his office.
No, this is not
say Bob.
What do you mean?
Bob?
Yeah, we're really talking about it right now.
Bob, it's been suggested that I speak with you about what it is that you do. All right, that's a pretty good security policy there. Thank you. All right, secrecy, mum's the word and everything. Thanks for the interview. All right, Steve, good
so anyway,
idea.
Yeah, so,
talk to Bob, you
well,
say.
Actually,
good
was
idea.
Actually communicating telepathically there. What he was saying is, hi, I'm Bob Dempsey. I'm the development manager for WCF.
Did he know yourself?
No, actually, he had a wonderful...
He smiled charmingly. Yes. Right,
yeah, I think the key takeaway here is in Microsoft, there's three different disciplines. You've been speaking with mainly the PMs. What Bob is he's one of these guys that actually does work. And we clearly don't do work. And Bob's responsible for managing all the people that do all the work here. And therefore, he's not into communicating. He's more into,
tap, tap, tap,
lots of inter.
You know, you should get him to touch the bag. Change it. Yes,
he should touch the bag.
All
you know
right.
From now on, people are going to come here and make a pilgrimage to touch the bag.
Well, if they can get in, I mean, the door's locked, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
You need one of these suckers.
Oh yeah.
Wrong side.
But you know what? We could put one outside.
That's a great idea, Doug. That is fantastic. Why don't we just unlock the door? Get rid of the door.
We could do that, but then that wouldn't be secure, would it? Hey, this guy is responsible for making sure that WCF actually installs on your machine.
So you did work.
Yes.
Okay,
he was
fantastic.
A real worker. And we had lots of issues at the very... Not lots of issues. We had a few challenging issues towards the end of our development cycle, and this guy saved us.
Very good. Can I get a round of applause?
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. Very, very good. All right, sir. Well, enjoy your day.
And we don't want to stop you from doing real work, because we're clearly not working.
Yeah, these guys are not working. All right. With that, now that I finally found somebody who actually does something, I'm going to conclude the interview. And
Oh, there's Poppy. He does something, too.
Look, dude, I'm not going to go film somebody every time we point him out. We're done. Oh, there's blah, blah, blah. Go film blah, blah, blah. Forget it. I'm
right.
through.
Okay,
thank
well,
you. Thank you very much, Doug.
Thanks for coming out.
Hey, will you hug me?
What is this?
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Give me a hug. Thank you.
Wait, hang on. Touch the bag. The bag loves you.